everybody, and welcome back to the Growth Well podcast, where we explore the art of balancing professional growth and personal well-being. I've got another exciting guest for you today. I know I always say that, but this is a person I just met a couple of weeks ago on a trade show floor. She works for Lumina Learning USA. She's the head of facilitation there, and Lumina has this amazing assessment that kind of helps you understand who you are both in your life and in your work. And I'm fascinated by those things. She's been there for 14 years. And during that time, she's built a family and built a career there. She's a certified executive coach and a life coach. So I'm just really excited for you to meet Kate Klein today. Kate, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Josh. I'm excited to be on here with you.
Absolutely. So for the audience, just tell us a little bit about you. What do you do, both professionally and personally? And give us just a little brief overview of yourself.
Okay, absolutely. So as you mentioned, I work for Lumina Learning. I absolutely love this organization. I've been with them for 14 years. And the work that we get to do is just in such alignment with who I am at my core and my passion and my purpose. So I have the honor of getting to work alongside our clients to deliver our materials and do our facilitation of group sessions, but I also get to do one-on-one coaching for executive coaching and life coaching using our tools. And I absolutely love to see the difference that it makes. So I get to do that. I also support our practitioners. So I kind of get to wear that hat of being that support from the outside. How can I help them grow? How they're using us in their organization. So I get to wear a lot of different hats at work, which is really, really fun and keeps it exciting. And then when you think about personal, I have four kids, ranging from 6-year-old, 7-year-old, 10-year-old, and 11-year-old. So I'm really,
full house.
Yeah, really busy at home.
Yeah.
Learning how to be a mom to all these different life stages they're going through and, running them around everywhere and all of that. And then I've also been married for quite a while as well. So it's I feel like I wear a lot of different hats, get to do a lot of different things and feel stretched in a lot of different areas, but I love everything that I do.
That's amazing. Tell me a little bit more about that purpose and that why that you just mentioned. You know, you said this all centers around your purpose. And that's what this podcast is all about, is understanding your purpose and living in that to be your best self. So what is your purpose?
Yeah, that's a big question, right? You know, I have found that I'm really lucky because from a young age, my life was sort of shaped to help me find what really grounds me, what holds me solid. So when I was 3 years old, my father was killed in a plane crash. And so immediately, you know, my mom became a single mom. She went from being a stay-at-home mom to a full-time working mom. And my whole life changed. And that's a really young age to have to understand that everything changes. Mm. But because of that, I continuously had this life of exploring who I am, what I am, who do I want to be, how do I want to be, what do I believe in, what's faith. And so I kind of grew up knowing that I had a purpose and knowing that there's more to life than right here, right now. And so my purpose now is truly built around empowering individuals, specifically women. I find that I really connect and I love to do work with women. I think I've had a lot of different life experiences that can be relatable to many different women in lots of parts of their life. But I also, any individual I love to work with and just connect with them and empower them to be their best selves and to recognize where they're at right now and how to kind of see the future and move to where they want to go in the future and being their best self. So that's really what my passion is, really empowering people.
Yeah, I think that's why we must have connected so instantly on that trade show floor. And I love what you said about women. I look at the roles in our society that women play, and oftentimes they have far too unreasonable expectations put on them by society and expectations and, you know, if you're working and you've got kids and you're trying to do daycare and it, you know, you're trying to feed your family and everything, it's really incredible. My wife likes to go out of town sometimes and leave me with all of it just to make sure I remember how tough it is to juggle everything. And how thankful I am for her. But yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. And so helping other people thrive in that is so important. So I think that's awesome. To do all that, most people I meet have to have rituals and routines and habits, things they do every day or every week to really kind of keep them in that flow, because life is life and it's going to try to knock you down. You know, what rituals and routines and habits do you lean on in your life?
That's a really great question. You know, I have found that it sort of changes depending on where I'm at in life. I'm a very scheduled person, so I like to have a consistent wake up and go to sleep schedule. I try to keep my kids on a schedule. I'm the kind of mom that lays everybody's clothes out the night before. You know, so day-to-day basic things, it's just preparing. It's preparing so that future Kate feels a little bit of relief. Kate, when she wakes up and the car's out of gas and the kid, somebody's got strep throat, I can at least get all the other kids ready because I got everything prepped. So that's
hard for me to do. I know it's the right thing to do, but man, is it hard.
It's hard. And you know, my husband doesn't do it that way either. But what's funny is recently in my last bit of travel, I was gone for basically 3 weeks home just for a weekend, which is not common for me. And he told me, he goes, now I get it. I get why you do that, because it's so much easier. But it's, you know, it means you have to prep the night before. But I also find I have a spiritual coach. So I work with her monthly and she works with me on meditation and breath work. And so I spend, you know, a couple minutes a day breathing and focusing on that, or meditation. And simple. I haven't gotten to the point of, you know, a 30 minute long meditation practice. I'm talking, I set my intention every morning. I, you know, give thanks for my day in the evening. And when I'm like hustle bustle, I can sit there and I can kind of help recenter myself and so I can be present. And then I try to get some sort of physical activity in daily if possible. And that can range, that has ranged from really intense workouts to just, hey, let's go on a walk today, whatever we need to do. So I try to kind of give myself a more holistic form of support throughout the week. Some days don't work for me, some days to do. And I'm also a big goal setter. So every month I try to set some goals for myself personally and professionally and break them down by the week. So that's kind of how I prepare and set myself up.
Yeah. It takes so much effort at first, I've found, but once you're in the groove, even of that intentionality of whether it's preparing, you know, to get your kids out the door the next morning or your own personal routine, it becomes a little bit of that flywheel effect where it gets easier. Something I've learned recently is giving myself grace, where maybe today I was supposed to do an intense workout and time got squeezed or something. And it's like, you know what? I still was able to get in a 20 minute run, or I was, you know, not feeling it, but I still showed up, and give myself a pat on the back for that instead of, God, you really wussed out on that one, you know? And, that's kind of a new thing for me. So, you know, I think it's really healthy. Now, have you always been that way? I mean, you mentioned with your father's passing and your mom being a single mom, you had a lot of this instilled in you very early on. But when did you start really putting intention behind it?
Yeah, so I've always had faith. I've always had faith in something bigger than myself. And so you know, I grew up with my mom is very much an inspiration driven, just kind of big idea, spontaneous individual. And her parents, my grandparents, who helped step in and help take care of us, they, you know, would help with the structure piece of my grandfather, you know, was in the army and he just, everything was very specific. And so I realized right away that I thrive on scheduling and that type of thing. Now, in terms of this spiritual side of looking beyond a specific religion and saying, here's what they say, so I'm going to follow this. Getting out of that and finding what it means to me and what spirituality means to me and what my higher power is and all of those things, grounding myself, that is new. And that's been truly, you know, when I found out I was pregnant with our third child, my husband was diagnosed with cancer, literally days between.
Oh, wow.
It was a whirlwind. And thankfully it was something that was easily treatable. He, you know, got help right away. And
what a blessing.
He's been in remission. But it was in that moment I realized I need to be able to hold it together. We have two other kids. He's sick. And I had the ability to kind of move forward. But there were parts of that that were traumatizing, I think, subconsciously that I never dealt with. And so I kind of went back and went through my own journey of healing and, you know, other things that have come up in our marriage or in our lives that I've had to go back and work through. And I've been really invested in that because the truth is I can only help people when I'm healthy and healing, and I can, you know, be there for my kids when I've done that. So it's been a great journey, but I would say in the last 5 years, I've really focused on what spirituality means to me, how I want to grow in that way, you know, physical fitness, and taking a more holistic view of my entire self and how can I support it? That's been more recent.
That's recent for me as well. I've always kind of gone in and out of it, but really taking care of yourself is the only way to take care of others. And if you're so purpose and mission driven to help others, if you're in a bad mood or bad health, or even something as small as didn't sleep well last night, it makes it really hard. And I think about that help, you know, when the airline says the mask will drop. And the first time I really thought about it, I was like, no way, I'm putting it on my kid first. And my wife explained to me, no, if you pass out, you definitely can't put it on your kid first.
Yeah.
So you've got to do you first. And I was like, wow, what a great metaphor. And our listeners might be sick of hearing that because I do talk about it a lot, but it's still, I think about it often.
Yeah.
So you have done a lot of incredible self-work and self-love, and I love that about you. But I find, at least for me, I also need other people or other kinds of structures around me that can help me identify that I'm knocked off balance a little bit long before I do, because I'm stubborn and I will say, dadgummit, I can do it, and I will push through unless someone says, hey, something seems a little off. You okay? Or my wife will say, hey, you might need to go for a run, you know, something like that. What do you have in your life that helps you recognize that in yourself?
Yeah, you know, I am one of those people. I do not have a bajillion friends. I really keep people close to me that I can invest in, and then they can invest in me. And so I have a handful of really close best friends who can look at me and say, Kate, what's up? What's going on? Are you okay today? You're really quiet. I haven't heard from you. I have one best friend who she lives across the street, and she will literally just come to my house and be like, we're going on a walk. We need to go on a walk. I haven't heard from you. Like, get out.
What a great friend. Hey, friend, if you're listening to this, you're awesome. Keep doing that for Kate.
Yeah, she's great. And, you know, the safe people that you can vent to. My husband also is amazing, and he knows me. We've been married for so long. He knows me so well, and he'll do the same thing that you mentioned, your wife. He'll say, go on a run, go get your nails done, go be with your friends, do what you need to do to get a break, because I can see that you're breaking down. Or, you know, sometimes you just cry, or you just get mad, and instead of that ridicule, he'll just say, that's okay, you needed this.
It's okay.
Yeah, just let it be. So I'm really, really lucky with that, and close family. My mom, I'm still incredibly close with. And so she's gone through so much in her life, and to be able to have her also share those pieces of knowledge and kind of the pathway has really helped me too.
We were going through, that makes me think about the fact that we were going through my Lumina assessment, you know, that I got to do as a part of your work. And it identifies places of strength and places, and what I do when I get overextended. And I thought that was really interesting because I'm very inspiration driven and I'm very big picture thinking and bring everybody together. But when I get overextended, I seek structure, right? And I think that's the root of this podcast. Actually, it hit me because I want to know what other people gravitate towards when life inevitably throws you a curveball. Like, what is your go-to thing if you get overextended? And how do you bring yourself back to the healthy place you need to be?
Yeah. So when I get overextended, I have learned that it's really better if I separate myself from the situation if I can.
Can you do that?
It depends.
Are you good at it?
Well, it depends in my professional or personal life. There are times my kids will know that, and they're old, they're older, you know, the youngest is six. So they're safe and they know how to, you know, be in our house safely.
Right.
I will go in my room and shut the door and just say, I need a minute. You know, otherwise I'm going to not be the mommy that you want right now or that I want to be. So I find that if I can take a minute, and even if it's a few breaths, even if it's, you know, I'm in a meeting and I need to walk away for a second and grab a cup of water, but separating myself from the situation so that I can take a look back, like with an arm's length view and say, okay, what's really happening here? Somehow I got triggered and it's not about me. It's not about the trigger. I need to figure out what's going on. And so that helps me. But on a daily, you know, there are things in life that come at you and they're not a quick thing. It's going to take time to go through it and process it. And we just have to kind of go through that journey. And when I find myself in those situations, that's when spiritual coaching, executive life coaching can really help. Journaling can really help. Breathing can
really help.
But it's about being comfortable in that uncomfortable zone sometimes. And that's just hard.
It really is. But that's the same thing that athletes do. I mean, they push themselves to being uncomfortable so that they get better. And that's really where the growth happens. I realized just this month, we're recording this in the month of June, and I've started this 5-year journal where every day you write 5 lines of how you're feeling and your thoughts and that kind of thing. And on every page, it's got a space for 5 years. So I'm on my second year. And at the beginning of this month, I was kind of feeling just unsettled and overextended. And what was interesting was how much my feelings at that time mirrored my feelings at the exact same time last year, which led me to kind of pull back the layers and go, oh, well, look what happened. My kids just got out of school. It's summertime. Our schedules got interrupted and I have not transitioned well. And so how can I transition better? Or how can I just recognize that this is a time of unsettled, you know, routine and be okay with it. And so it's interesting you mentioned journal. That's really helped me a bunch. And when I went from, oh, you've got a journal for 5 pages a day or 10 or 15 minutes, it's kind of like that meditation thing, right? Where you're like, I'm not doing 30 minutes of meditation like the gurus. I might do 20 seconds, right? Yeah. And just doing those little things can really have a big impact. And so I'm learning that alongside you, that you got to kind of step away and figure out what the next right step is, but just the first next right step. It doesn't have to be that you have to figure out everything and the solution. I was tossing and turning last night thinking about a work problem, and my wife was like, did you figure it out? And I was like, no, but I figured out what to do next. And that is enough.
Yeah.
You know, or it is for me at least.
Absolutely. And you know, the thing about life is we never know. We can make all these plans, think we have a solid plan for our life, path carved out, and curveball. So I love that 5-year journal. I'm going to look into getting that.
Because I will send you, it's from a company called Levenger.
Okay.
I have a link, I think in most of my YouTube descriptions, but I'll just send you a link, and I'm not affiliated with them, but it is something that I recommend to a lot of people. It might be interesting starting in the middle of the year, but I could see how you could make that work. But just every page has the date at the top and 5 blanks for that year. And I just started on that journey believing that it would be valuable. And it was kind of valuable year one. Year two, it's blown my mind because I remember little things too. Mm-hmm. Like, I know you grew up in equestrian, and the other day I had a note that my littlest jumped her first cross rails that day. Mm-hmm. And I was like, how cool to remember that. I would never remember that otherwise. I know she at some time jumped cross rails for the first time, but I didn't have it like solidified. And so it's just been really cool. So I will send you the link, and for our listeners, since you're listening, I will make sure the link is in the show notes, at least on the YouTube channel, to make sure that you can grab that. Again, I'm not affiliated, I'm not selling it, but it's been pretty life-changing for me.
Awesome. Yeah, I can't wait to get that and look at that. I think that'll be great.
Yeah. Yeah. One warning, you can get it like, you know, with your initials embossed on it and stuff. And it takes a little while. It might take a month to come in or something like that. Or I ordered mine around Christmas, so maybe there was a backup, but it does take a little while, but it is well worth it. So getting back to, you know, the topic at hand, as a life coach and a business coach, and also someone who is still experiencing your journey, I think one of the biggest misnomers is that, you know, we're supposed to grow up and become adults and know exactly who we are and what we want to be and all of that stuff. And I think we're all figuring it out through our whole lives, right? So what advice would you give to listeners of this show? Because that's really what this show is all about, is how do you balance growing professionally and personally and be an awesome mom and awesome at your job and be the best you can be. What advice would you give to those listeners?
You know, I think the biggest thing I would share to anyone always is to try to be kind to yourself. Be kind to what's happening in your life right now and what we know right now, because oftentimes we try to shame ourselves for a choice or a situation in the past, or that we don't know what's going to happen in the future. But actually, let's just be kind to ourselves and celebrate where we're at. And remembering that life is a journey, and if we can be present and finding your way of grounding yourself, whatever that is, maybe it's walking or meditation or therapy or coaching or talking or whatever that is for you, but experiment with it. I spent one year I spent exploring all these different limitations I put on myself. So I went and did a ropes course. I'm terrified of heights. I just every little phobia or fear or limitation that I'd ever put on myself, I tried to get through it. And there are so many moments. My husband looked back at me and he was like, why did you do that? And I couldn't say no to anyone. If they asked me to do something, I would say yes. So that was like my year of yes.
And wow. Have you seen that movie, by the way?
No.
Yes Day?
Yes,
it's hilarious.
Yes.
You need to, I mean, it takes that to the extreme, but like, did you start out by making a list? Did you just make a bucket list of all the things you're afraid of and said, you know, that I'm going to conquer that this year?
Yes. And it wasn't just afraid. It was like things that I had said I'd never do. So a Spartan race, I told myself, well, you can't do it. You're not ready to do it. Well, why not? Why couldn't I? So one of my really good friends, she's like, okay, go with me. And then, you know, I did the Spartan race. That was terrifying, but it was really great. But I was so sore. We did it at the stadium.
Yeah.
So many steps. I did, what was another one? Oh, some challenge that, it was like the Murph challenge or something. What that morning of, my friend just texted me and said, hey, I'm doing it. Come do it with me. And I couldn't say no. So I got up and just went, didn't prepare the night before. Maybe it had wine the night before, who knows? And I still like went up and did it. So, you know, sometimes it's about exploring what works for you and what might not work for you. And I know that I'm afraid of heights. Doing the ropes challenge didn't make that fear go away. It just solidified that actually I'm afraid of heights. And I was shaking until midnight that night. So, you know, I learned more about myself though, because I pushed myself. And so my advice is don't limit yourself. If you hear those thoughts, those limiting thoughts, find your way of battling it. Mine was to say, absolutely not. I can do it. And my, you know, and I explored different ways of grounding. So do that and never give up. And remember that we're always growing and changing. And yeah, that would be my advice. Really get to know yourself at every stage of your life.
Yeah. I think that is such good advice. And something that as parents, I know, and professionals, we often push down in support of our work with others. But you really have to know yourself. And I love that you were brave enough to just not say no. I think that's awesome. Listeners, if any of you take on that challenge, please let us know. I would love to have you on the show to talk about it. So, you know, what's next on your horizon for your growth journey, for your family? You know, it's summertime here. What are you excited about?
You know, I'm excited to just continue my journey of being more present for my family. That's been really probably a harder one, which sounds so strange, but to actually be present for my family is harder than being present for my job or even for my friends.
So isn't that weird?
It's strange.
I think our listeners, I think it's strange, but our listeners would identify with it. Yeah. I certainly do. But why? Why is that so hard?
I don't know, because I love them more than anything.
Of course.
And yet I really struggle with it. And there's so many, you know, if I were to really dive into it, there's so many reasons, right? Sometimes it's because our kids are us in many versions. And so we see so much and it can be triggering. Sometimes it's just because there's a lot there. We don't know what to do and we want to be the best. And there's things. But I've been trying to just be intentional and also to know I may not be the kind of mom that's going to get on the ground and play Legos. I might be the kind of mom that's going to snuggle and read with you. You know, that I just need to know who I am. My husband's going to be the dad that will play video games with you and throw you in the pool. I'm not going to be that one. So we just know that we're different. And then for my professional career, I don't know what's in store for me. I know that I love what I do. I would love to start, you know, being part of retreats for women. I would love to start doing more public speaking and write a book. There's lots of things out there I'd like to do, but right now I'm very satisfied with where I'm at and I'm really thankful for the work that I get to be a part of.
That's awesome. That's all we can do, right? Is be really happy where we are and look to the future, but almost hold those plans loosely, right? Just do our best work, love and support others, be there for our family, and let the rest take care of itself. But like I said, it's so hard. Well, thank you so much, Kate, for joining us. If you want to get in touch with Kate, her info, her LinkedIn will be in the show notes so that you can reach out to her directly if that'd be okay with you, Kate.
Absolutely.
She is just amazing. Like I said, we're forced into spending a lot of time together at a trade show where we were set up right next to each other and became friends. And next thing you know, she's jumping on GrowthWell with me and sharing her story with you. So thank you, Kate. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you, Josh. I'm really happy to be a part of it. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And that's a wrap. Thank you all for listening. As always, thank you to my partners at MarketScale for making this podcast happen. Please don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends. The feedback we are getting from this podcast is incredible. I hope it helps you. If it helped you, share it with somebody else. And go out there this week and pursue growth well. Until next time.